Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, and thank you for coming back to my channel, or coming for the very first time. This is about Ruth Ellis, the last woman in the United Kingdom ever executed. So there she was, hanged in 1955. So Mrs. Ellis was hanged for the murder of her paramour, David Blakely. Now, I oppose capital punishment, but that doesn't mean that Mrs. Ellis was not guilty. She definitely was guilty. So it's very possible to hold these two beliefs at the same time. The death penalty is wrong, and her murder conviction was right. As I say, she rightfully convicted of murder should have got life imprisonment instead, not the death penalty. So Mrs. Ellis fell through the trapdoor at Holloway Prison in London. That was the women's prison there. It's subsequently been closed. So she was executed on the 13th of July, 1955, and then the last men hanged were 1964, two men hanged simultaneously for a robbery murder. So just briefly go over the facts of the case. So Mrs. Ellis, she's born in Rill to a English father, a Belgian mother who'd come as a refugee in the First World War. Apparently, according to Ruth Ellis's sister, the father was very abusive, sexually abusive, violent, and so on. Whether that's true or false, I don't know. But even if that's absolutely true, that doesn't make Mrs. Ellis innocent. So she left school in her mid-teens, as was common in those days. She went to London. The Second World War was on. She did various jobs, including as an erotic dancer. She was a prostitute for some time. She became pregnant, had an abortion that was illegal. Later, she married a retired dentist who was much older than her, largely for his money. So she had one child out of wedlock, which in the 1940s, was seen as disgraceful. I'm not sure she had another child as well. Who's that? Claire. She named her son Claire. I think she had two children. I'm not sure she had any children with her husband, who turned out to be abusive as well. But then I believe he died, or was it divorced? So she didn't end up with that much money, but she began a relationship with David Blakely. Then she found out that Blakely was having a liaison with another woman. Mrs. Ellis then started having a relationship with another man as well. She became jealous, got herself a gun. She knew where Blakely was drinking, the Magdala Arms in Hampstead, London. She went there one April evening and she drew her firearm. She approached him firing and he was backing off and pleading with her and he fell to the ground. She stood over him. She emptied her weapon into his torso and carried on clicking several more times. And then she stood there as though in a daze. She said to a man she recognized, "Call the police, will you, Clive?" She made no attempt to escape or resist arrest. She's arrested at the scene, witnessed by lots of people. It was in the evening, so there was still some light, and they were just a few meters away. So she was caught at the scene. The murders were witnessed by plenty of people, and nobody could doubt their testimony. She was found with a murder weapon. She instantly confessed her murder. Her fingerprints were on the weapon. Ballistics test proves these are the bullets that killed Blakely. There was the motive, means, opportunity. It was a slam dunk case. It couldn't have been easier. So there she was tried, and her defense barrister made a big mistake. And he said, what was your intention when the bullets left a gun? And she said, to kill him. If she'd said to give him a fright and was trying to miss, maybe the jury would have bought it, but they didn't. There's a possibility her other lover, I forget his name, who'd, I think, helped her purchase the gun, driven her there and then driven off, that he would be charged as a principal and not just an accessory, because perhaps he was the intellectual author of the plot. The police didn't go for him because this might complicate things. It's a very easy win for him. Anyway, arguably her relationship with David Blakely was abusive. See, there are all these claims advanced by the defense, which we don't know are true or false, and they can't be substantiated now. And this battered wife syndrome thing, although she wasn't actually married to him. I mean, I don't buy it. Yes, violence against women is repulsive, and no man should ever do that. But that doesn't mean that murder is anything less than murder. Leave him. You know, you can walk out. There are places you can go. There are much money. There are benefits and so on. It does not right to murder him. Go to the police about him and so on. So she was found guilty and then she refused to appeal. So Mr. Mishcon, a very well-known solicitor, his firm still going, Mishcon de la Rea, was a solicitor. But anyway, she wouldn't. She had more information, could have been held for appeal, but she refused to go for that. Bizarrely, you know, she had two children who were still living. Wouldn't she not try everything she could to live for them? Anyway, so the Home Secretary at the time was Major Gwilym Lloyd George, a national liberal. that really that was a code word for conservative. And he said, you know, he could exercise the royal prerogative of mercy, advise Elizabeth II to commute the sentence to life imprisonment. He chose not to do so. He said, she opened fire in a crowded street. I am not having that. People have got to know if they do that, you will hang. And one of the bullets ricocheted and hit a passerby in the hand. Well, that woman could have been hit in the heart, not the hand, and so forth. So in those days, the Homicide Act said, you know, murder with malice aforethought was a death penalty offence. Other murders, crime passionnel, were not, because she planned it. Moreover, it was murder with a firearm, which is another category of murder which attracted the death penalty. Now, that didn't mean often people sentenced to death. It could be subsequently commuted. Women were rarely executed and so forth. So there she was, as she was topped and buried within the prison walls. It took the jury only 20 minutes to find her guilty. And of course, the compulsory sentence of death was awarded by the beak on the bench. And I can't remember which judge it was. It was a very well-known one. Yes, I feel very sorry for her children. Yes, I feel very sorry for her grandchildren. All right, but Ruth Ellis brought this upon them and those who want the death penalty. Okay, we don't have the death penalty yet. That is good. But none of that makes her innocent. None of that diminishes the value of the life of David Blakely. You know, I do feel sorry for her. I think at least some of the allegations about her abusive childhood were true. And what was about her husband and about David Blakely. Okay, even if that's all true, she was still guilty of murder. So we shouldn't try and make anything else. And people say, oh, well, it was slow burn after this abuse. Well, but she was in control of her faculty. She knew what she was doing. She was able to come up with a conspiracy and need to execute the plot and so forth. I mean, the fact that she didn't try to evade arrest or resist it, the fact that she didn't lie or something like that, none of that makes her innocent, does it? I mean, the evidence is absolutely overwhelming. There's not a penumbra of doubt in this case. So, yes, we can feel very sorry about Mrs. Ellis about other things, but still recognize that she committed murder. And people can be mixed. They can have good sides and bad sides to them as well. So, yeah, I wouldn't have given her the death penalty. You know, had she gone for an appeal, would she have been acquitted? Maybe. I think it's unlikely. Would she have been commuted, though? Because if you could string it out, the longer you left it, the more likely it was commuted. And she wouldn't go for it. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why not. I mean, maybe she also didn't want her new lover to get involved. And so far as I know, he got away scot-free. So there's the Magdala Arms near that Hampstead Heath tube station where the slaying took place. And supposedly her lover, David Blakely, had pressured her into an abortion. So in some ways, well, she was definitely an evil woman. She murdered three people, really, two of them her own children. And the law at least valued children in those days. Sadly, these days, we still have the death penalty, but only for kids, only for the most innocent people of all, those who've never harmed anyone else. We don't have it for murderers. I'd rather not have it for anyone. But if we had to have it for someone, it should be for people like Ruth Ellis and not for children. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, George Callard 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.